nearly after my era. We explained that it can have two meanings. One is the era is approximately about 100 years, or it could mean 40 years. And ulama explained that which was the initial era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some ulama explained it was that Khairul Qurun may refer to the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the time from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, and Hazrat Ali. It was the best time of Islam, best time. And then thereafter, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ the time that followed after that. Then ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ قال عمران, the narrator of the hadith is saying, فَمَا أَدْرِي قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّتَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثًا. I'm not sure if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it one more time. He added these words, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, in other words, the next period after that period. So he's saying, when muhaddisin narrate hadith, if they're not sure of something, they'll still mention that, I'm not sure of this. They didn't feel shy to say, I'm not sure about it. Because this was their style, because they knew these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are not words from their pocket. They're taking it from anywhere, or they're just finding it on a message and they're forwarding it. Sometimes it can be a fabricated hadith. Sometimes it can be a Shi'i riwayat, a Shia riwayat. Sometimes the hadith can be made up. So they are very careful that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I'm just going to say it for myself, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then the next period, although technically correct, because the period that is closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a better period than the period after it. But so close they were when narrating the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even he's saying, I'm not sure when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it two times or he said it three times. So even his doubt he'll narrate, so he doesn't make a mistake by misquoting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ بَعْدَهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَشْهَدُونَ. He said, thereafter, after this period, then people, nation will come, people will come after that, that they will give witness, they will give testimony on behalf of somebody, when they won't even be requested to witness. In other words, they become so brazen in their lying. People, one of the hardest places to go and lie is in the courts. But people forget lying on the streets, they'll become so brazen, they'll go to the courts, they'll stand as witness for somebody, and they know the person is wrong. So they'll be giving witness, even not being asked to give witness, to give testimony. وَيَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ. People will start deceiving, betraying, and you won't be able to trust anybody. You can't trust a man. He's not fulfilling what he's expected to do. وَيَنَذِرُونَ وَلَا يُفُونَ. A person will promise and he'll never fulfill his promise. He won't fulfill his promise. In other words, coming tomorrow, I'll fix up this tomorrow, or I'll pay you tomorrow. Person will keep giving his promises and his word, and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And he'll tell you, make so many promises about a garment, about a product, or so many will be packaged with so many promises written there. And the hadith is saying, wala yufun. And those promises will never be fulfilled. Sometimes a person gives a 10-year guarantee on an item, but after 1-2 years, you can't even find the person. So this is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that people will give all sorts of promises, wala yufun, but they won't fulfill their promises. Then وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِ مُسْلِمًا. The next thing that will happen is obesity will become apparent on the people. You know, today, so it's something that can be seen all over, that even in young children, especially look in Western countries, more affluent countries, that young children are suffering from obesity. Young people are getting sugar, young people are getting pressure, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to explain that indulgence will be so much in luxuries that now even their health will suffer. One explanation. Another explanation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, like how generally obese person, a person who's not cared about his health, he is not particular about maintaining his health, like that people will not be particular about maintaining their deen. They will not be careful about fulfilling the injunctions of the deen, like how an obese person is not careful about looking after his health. So here these people won't be careful about looking after their deen and the tenets of the deen. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a time will come now when you actually see this becoming apparent amongst people, that the normal will be like the time of Sahaba, etc. When people ate little, they were healthy, they kept fit. People now start be getting obese and unhealthy, etc. Today's hadith, an Abi Umamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yibna Adam, innaka an tabdhul al-fadla khairul laka. Abu Umamah radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O son of Adam, O insan, that, O people, that you spend what is excess is better for you than holding back what is excess. In other words, it's more than what you need. You spend that, it will be better for you than holding back. وَأَن تُمْسِكَهُ شَرُّ لَكَ. And that you start holding back in excess. In other words, you've got excess now and you start hoarding it. That is worse for you. Although you're thinking in your mind that this is good for me, I'm hoarding so much, I'm just gathering and piling. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that is bad for you. وَلَا تُلَامُوا عَلَىٰ كَفَافٍ. And remember Nabi alayhi salam explaining that a person who holds back and he keeps back what he needs, he won't be questioned for that. For what he needs, his necessities, etc., he keeps that back. There'll be no questioning for that. وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, as far as spending is concerned, spend initially, start, begin at your own home. Begin with your own dependents. In English there's a saying that charity begins at home. So it's actually coming from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ Then begin with those of your dependents. In other words, start immediately spending on those that are very close to you. Because you get some people that even on their own family, they got that habit of holding back, but even on their wife and their children, they don't want to spend. So the hadith is teaching us that, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ Start spending with your own family. Be generous in your family. Don't always hold back. Have that heart to share with them. We'll do one more hadith and then we'll terminate. An Ubaydillah ibn Muhsin al-Ansari al-Khatami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who wakes up in the morning and he's at ease with himself, in other words, he's not fearing any attack from any enemy. This person is at ease. He woke up in the morning, he's at ease with himself. He's not fearing that somebody's going to come attack my family suddenly. Or he's not under any stress or any pressure. He just woke up in the morning at ease with himself, number one. Number two, mu'afan fi jasadihi. He woke up in the morning with a healthy body. So first was a healthy mind, he was at ease. Next is a healthy body. The third thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indahu qutu yawmihi. He got enough supplies for that day. He got enough food for that day. So he woke up in the morning, ease of mind, body was easy, healthy body. Third thing is he got enough food for that day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا It's as though this person has been given all the treasures of the world. He got these three things, it's as though he's been given all the treasures of the world. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the man wakes up in the morning, ease of mind, body is healthy, he got enough food for one day. It is as though he's been given all the treasures of the world. What a beautiful hadith. Person always thinking that I want more and I want more and I want more. It's the fact that he can wake up in the morning in this condition, that he's at ease of mind, ease of body, he got enough food, and he must think to himself that I've got all the treasures of the world. Because there are people that got all the money but they are waking up with stress and they wake up with pressure. And then there are people who got all the money but they've got all sorts of sicknesses. Their body is not at ease. And then there are people that got sometimes don't even have these things, and they don't have that food, etc., for the day. So you've got these three things. Remember, you've got all the treasures of the world. And make shukr. So the hadith is teaching us, make shukr for what Allah Pak has given us. It actually has given us the whole world and what it contains. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.